News Web Hall, silent and live auctions, dinner, entertainment, and grand prize activities will all be a part of the evening as funds are raised for the purchase of a C-Arm, a mobile X-ray device used to capture real-time imaging during surgical procedures. Tickets are on sale now. Call 620-341-7781 or visit newmanrh.org/DD for more information.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:24. Cloud cover 78 degrees, and it is time for What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. KVOE. What's In Outdoors brought to you by our good friends at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto will always take great care of you. And by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem doesn't have it, well, it is probably not around. That's how that works. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch. And from Studio North, Council Grove, on a cloudy Friday morning right now, Phil Totten. How are you, Phil?
Well, Ron, I'm not doing very good this morning.
Why is that?
I'll tell you, the chiggers got me down. I've come to the conclusion that if doom days ever come, the rats, cockroaches, chiggers, and prickly lettuce will survive.
I'm betting they'll always be there, won't they?
Yeah. I'll tell you, here at Studio North, the chiggers and prickly lettuce run rapid. And I'm not a believer in poisons as much as some people do with the history of cancer in my family and just, you know, things I hear, I try to stay away from them. And I know sometimes when I did use poisons, it was pretty mild, but I know it's a dead bird in the yard, so I just choose to pick. And when you pick, you're out there in the weeds. And
yeah.
Prickly lettuce, when it came up in the wild space area, of course, I could identify some of the wildflowers when they're new. And that picture of this app you can get on your phone is just great to see things in different stages of development. But I didn't know what prickly lettuce was, but talking with Roger Wells, he said if you pick it, you want to get it all, because if you don't, it'll come back with a vengeance. And it does. It is something to deal with. So with the environment in mind, with wildlife in mind, Ron, I've asked Jim Pittman with the National Wild Turkey Federation, Flint Hills Gobblers, to join us. So they have a big banquet coming up on July 23rd. That's the same day we're going to be at the Exploring the Great Outdoors at the Flint Hills Mall. So it's going to be some big happenings in Emporia on that Saturday. So, Jim, welcome to the Western Outdoors Show.
Morning, Phil. Thanks for having me.
And you told me you've been dealing with chiggers, too. What's the deal? Is it just something this year that they're really bad, or are they bad all the time?
Well, I have them all the time, so I couldn't tell one difference from one year to the next. I'm out and about, you know, as a biologist pretty much every day, so I'm used to them, I guess. But I don't like them.
Well, if you was going to use a spray or something to put on your clothes, what would repel those critters and ticks also?
Well, I'm kind of like you. They say that permethrin works the best, but I'm kind of like you. I'm not a big fan of spraying a bunch of chemicals on the skin, so I usually just deal with them and try to wear long pants and long socks best I can. So.
And scratch a lot.
Yep, and scratch a lot. I do that plenty.
Well, Jim, what can you tell us about the upcoming banquet with the Flint Hills Gobblers you got coming up in Emporia?
Well, this is the local chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation, and I just realized a couple of days ago that this is our 25th year of having banquets here in Emporia, and so we've done that annually for 25 years, and we're going to do it again on July 23rd at the Masonic Lodge down on 424 Merchant Street. The doors are going to open at 5:30, and of course the purpose of the banquet is to raise funds for wildlife conservation, specifically turkeys. But we also use, through the National Wild Turkey Federation, we also use a lot of those funds to support hunter recruitment events and that sort of thing too. And so, if folks are interested in buying tickets, they can sure call me. And I know there's some information up on our Flint Hills Gobblers Facebook page too that explains what kind of tickets we're selling and how they can be acquired. So.
Goodness, Jim, 25 years. In those 25 years, I've made a lot of good friends with the Turkey Federation, Jared McJunkin, Brandon Houck, you,
yep.
Gib Rhodes, some awful good programs that have been done. And, you know, along with that, what you do getting the youth involved, I know there used to be turkey hunting clinics out of Dry Creek Sporting Clays that would have as many as 200 people participate in that, and also offer a hunter education class. And then the State Jakes Camp, we used to have that out at Camp Alexander, and then we moved it to White Memorial Camp over here in Council Grove, right on the lake. It's all great events, getting kids and families, what I say, outside for a better inside. So, right. Do you have any of those events planned in 2022, 2023? Of course, the youth turkey hunt, the youth dove hunts have always been popular over there at the Melbourne Wildlife Area.
Right. Well, we're still partnering with Wildlife and Parks on the youth turkey hunt and the youth dove hunt. We haven't really talked to them yet about this fall, but I suspect we'll do that again for the dove hunt. As far as the clinic goes, we kind of, just like everybody else, we kind of got shut down during COVID, and we haven't quite got revamped back up to have that clinic again. But the hope is that someday we'll get enough committee members to be able to run that type of event again, because you're right, it really was successful, and it was one of the only opportunities here locally for folks to get hunter education, too. So I'd really like to see it return, and so would the rest of our committee. But it's not on tap just yet.
Well, Jim, how can people get involved with committee work and volunteering for you? Just get in touch with you?
Yep, I would love to have them. I'm the chapter president right now, and I have been for, I don't know, 6 or 8 years now, or something like that. And I would always welcome anybody that wants to get involved to help us with banquets or youth events, or, you know, we used to do disabled sportsmen's events and women in the outdoors events, all those different type of things. And if we get enough volunteers, well, maybe we can get some of those things going again. So welcome anybody that wants to be involved.
Well, Jim, with wildlife concerns, we had a caller last week call in, was wondering about hummingbirds. And, ma'am, I still see them here at Council Grove. We've had them off and on during the week. The Rose of Sharon have bloomed. They're really working the Rose of Sharon and some of the wildflowers more so than they are using my hummingbird feeder. So I don't think we have anything endangered with hummingbirds. But I do wonder, Jim, about our prairie chickens. And then also between Studio North and the marina, oh, it's just almost like being on the railroad when we used to go up Diamond Springs. It's the wildlife area that I see through there, and the wildlife, the turkeys, the deer. And, of course, later on we'll be seeing the eagles. The turkeys, I'm still seeing a lot of them. And I don't know, toms or something. I even see them display every once in a while, but I'm thinking their season is over. When should we start seeing little ones, Jim? And do you think that our wild turkey populations are in peril?
Well, there's some poults out there on the ground right now, I'm sure, but usually don't start seeing many of them until you get into August, when they get a little bit bigger and they're usually out on the roads a little more in the open, trying to stay out of the dew and things like that. But there's probably some poults out there right now, and yes, our turkey population, to answer that question, has been on a steady decline for quite a while due to poor production. But some of it you can trace back to weather events, you know, excessive rainfall or sometimes drought and things like that. But there's been a long-term decline, and biologists have been trying to figure out exactly what's causing that for years. Nobody really seems to have a good understanding. But there's a lot of concern about turkeys right now.
Well, Jim, with prairie chickens, I know, I could say back in the day, we can always talk about the good old days of the past, but in the 50s and the 60s, I remember seeing flocks of 200-300. It seems to me, if I remember right, they only had a three-day season back then. One day, my dad helped me out of school on a Monday to go prairie chicken hunting, and those numbers have been declining, too. And I know, you know, through your work and different positions, you've dealt with the prairie chickens. What are we concerned with them, Jim? Will they ever make big numbers back?
I don't know. I probably not, but I sure hope so. And there's a lot of people trying to make that happen. But the prairie chicken decline, to me, is a lot more clear than what's going on with turkeys. But if you look at habitat conditions for chickens, they've sure changed a lot since the 1950s. And we've lost a lot of grassland either to cultivation or woody encroachment. That's probably, in certain parts of the state, that's probably the biggest issue. With trees invading in those grasslands. And then, of course, in the Flint Hills, we've got the opposite problem with annual burning, and there's very little residual cover out there most years in some of those bigger blocks of grass, and so it's harder for them to pull off a nest. than it used to be, and there's a lot more predators because of those habitat changes. So there's a whole combination of factors going on, and it's going to take large-scale habitat changes to get chickens headed back in the right direction. But like I said, there's a lot of people working on it, so hopefully we can make some progress.
And that's where the conservation dollars really come in handy, to get good programs out on the ground. I tell you, I've been fishing off and on and just out and about in the country, and quail are whistling everywhere. I'm really excited about the numbers of them coming back, and it seems like their numbers have came back in the last couple of years. Of course, pheasants, I haven't had a report on them. But quail, and I was out to Roger Wells the other day, he said he has a couple of young broods out on the ground now running around. So I'm very optimistic about the return of quail. But once again, I don't think the kids these days will see the heydays that we did in the past. I hate to be someone to preach doomsday stuff, but, you know, it's just we were blessed when we were kids out there and access to the land and being able to go hunting. Speaking of kids, what's the boys been up to?
Oh, boy, we've been busy. Both my boys play baseball, and one's on a traveling team. One was playing JV, and now he's doing Junior Legion this summer. And so they've been really busy. And then when we have a moment, we try to get away and go fishing. We did take a big trip up to South Dakota, which we've been doing annually for, I don't know, 8 or 10 years now probably, and had a really good time up there. So it's a busy summer.
Well, Jim has that wife of yours, and she's got to be blessed. I mean, you got to be blessed with a woman. Has she ever got over that boy getting that catfish beating her hair?
Well, that still comes up from time to time. That's a good family discussion. So, for those of you who don't know, one time when we were catfishing, he rubbed some stink bait in her hair just out of the blue. He had it on a stick. He was putting it on his bait and thought that'd be a really funny idea to put it in his mom's hair. So.
Goodness gracious, I thought it was by accident. No, I tell people, you got to let them women alone.
I'll just say, when he did that, he kind of looked at me with that look of meanness in his eyes, and then he turned around, and I watched him just rub that stick right in your hair.
Well, Jim, once again, tell us how people can get in touch with you to go to the banquet, support the Wild Turkey Mission, and then also become volunteers.
Yep. Well, you can call me directly at 620-704-4758. And if you forget that, just look up Flint Hills Gobblers National Wild Turkey Federation on Facebook, and you can find my contact information and all the information about the banquet, too, all the tickets that we sell and the pricing and that sort of thing. So that's one way to do it. I did want to mention, too, Phil, that about the benefit raffle that we're doing for one of our committee members. One of our committee members that was, I think he was on the chapter here when we founded it 25 years ago or shortly thereafter, was recently diagnosed with ALS. And so we're helping with a raffle to try and raise some funds for him and his family to help him take care of some of his future needs here. And so we've got four items on that, a shotgun, a grill, an AR-15, and a really nice turkey hunting package that people have generously donated. And I'm selling tickets for that as well. And then in addition to that raffle, we're going to have an auction after the NWTF banquet with a few other donated items to raise money for our committee member and his family. So I can sell you those tickets, too, if you want to call me.
Well, I want to buy $200 worth of tickets so we can make connections. I got a couple other people interested. We can make connections there the 23rd. Let's get her done, partner.
Well, I would love to do that, Phil. So you just holler when you're ready to buy some tickets, and anybody else that wants some, I stand ready to sell you. So appreciate you having me.
All right.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, Jim Pittman.
Yep.
I'll tell you, 25 years, Ron, a great conservation work that group has done. I've been a pleasure to be a part of them. Some of those years.
Let's
go to that first break.
Sounds good, Phil. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local 837. Back with more after this.
Today, the avid fisherman is finding more and more help on how to make cooking that daily catch for great family meals. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has Louisiana fish fry products. Their seasoned fish fry mix is the number one seller in America. Just a right blend of seasonings to ensure that perfect plate every time you fry. The New Orleans-style fish fry mix with lemon is another great taste. Look for 10-ounce packets or the gallon jugs. Louisiana fish fry products from Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
If you're ready to load up and take that summer road trip, make sure your vehicle is running its best with a pre-vacation checkup at Express Tire and Auto. Your fuel efficiency can be affected by tire pressure, old oil and filter, air filters, spark plugs, and more. Something as simple as having your oil and filter change may help you save at the pump. So remember to schedule your maintenance at Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue, 620-343-9994. And have a safe summer.
KVOE live in local. Good morning. It is 8:39. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors every Friday morning here at KVOE live in local. Log on to KVOE.com. Click on the community tab. There'll be a drop-down menu, and What's In Outdoors is there. Find all kinds of great stories, photos, and more. Phil Tuck, one of the busiest guys, well, in the entire world, basically. Let's head back down to Studio North, Council Grove Lake, and Phil is back with more of What's In Outdoors. So how things have been going down there and at your marina, Phil?
Well, things are hopping here at the marina. Of course, Saturday we're getting ready for the kayak challenge.
Yeah.
And I'll be offering a little challenge of teaching people on how to cast as EPCO 33, and they will be casting for some special prizes. But, Ron, last week I participated in a crappie tournament at Tuttle Creek with my buddy Joe Bragg, and I saw Joe work that live scope to perfection. We were able to place third. I can't believe it. I didn't want
to
put that
way
out
because
I am an amateur. But we caught a lot of fish. Unfortunately, it wasn't a lot of big fish to win the tournament. But hats off to Dustin Hobbs. That did a great job. He fishes solo, but he is a true professional with what he does. And talking with him, he'll share ideas and secrets with you. But we fished the trees in this one particular cove, started off, a lot of people did, and that wasn't working very good at all. Many years ago, I did a story on a guy here at Council Grove. His name was Crappie Vic. And he said everybody would flock to Munker's Creek to fish for crappie, but he loved to fish for them in the summer down in the Neosho River arm of the reservoir along the trees. And he said, actually, when it gets hot, those crappie will lay in the mud, and you can bring them up there that have mud on them. And he had some impressive stringers of crappie. But fishing the trees never worked for Joe and I on a Sunday. So Joe had some other plans up his sleeve, and we went out and fished a brush, up to 18 foot deep. And Joe uses Cliff Bombus jigs. Cliff is very involved. Of course, I do things with Cliff's father, Fred, with fishing, and he also helps volunteer some of the programs we do. But it was a lure color called Monkey Milk that was really productive for Joe, and it's sort of a shad color, which is a natural forage for crappie. And, with a blue head or a silver head, I'm a minnow dipper, but Joe was really pulling in on that, and I was using the minnows. And like I said, we caught a lot of crappie, but, not enough big ones to really place in the tournament. But Joe, unlike most people that I saw using the live scope, he would flip it out. And then by flipping it out, when that offering came back into the area of the scope, you could pick up the line and the bait. And a lot of times Joe would tell me I was going to have a fish take my minnow before I could even see it or feel it. Sometimes it would make you gun shy. You'd set the hook too soon. But we had a good time. Well, Ron, we did have our drawing for our week 7 winners of our summer-long family fun fishing contest. And I'm going to put a little bit new light on this. We are looking for those special fish, those special entries that's a real good photo that really shows more than just the child with the fish. I told my daughter, trips my trigger when I see that picture and brings back memories of me with a kid. She said, Dad, you really don't want to use that word trips your trigger these days. And so I said, well, you're probably right, Steffi, you're probably right. But for our bass category, Julian Dawes, he's 6. He caught a nice bass. He landed it. He caught it all by himself. He landed it, but he did not want to hold it. And that reminds me back when I was a kid. I did not like to touch those fish. And, you know, they would squirm, and, you know, you'd think about getting finned and everything. And I was fishing with a good buddy, Tom Upshaw, one time on the Republican. And Tom was a little bit older and wiser than some of us kids. And another little boy down there from the neighborhood, he caught a nice channel cat. his name was Dexter, but he didn't have a stringer. So he come over to Tom, and maybe Tom had a little bit of Tom Sawyer in him, I don't know. But he came over to Tom, said, Tom, you got a stringer I can put my fish on? And Tom said, sure. So he put his fish on Tom's stringer, and then he went off down the river a little bit, directly come back and wanted to go home. He said, Tom, can I get my fish? Tom said, Dexter, I got a story of woe to tell you. He said, I was trying to teach Phil how to hold fish, to handle fish, and he's sort of, you know, a little naive, but he was holding your fish, and it fell back in the river and got away, and just a little bit later, I caught one look just like yours. So Tom beat Dexter out of his fish that day, which is that it was quite a story at the time. But holding fish, and we try to teach that when we do our classes. Channel cat can fin you, but it's not so much them doing it. It's you not being able to know how to hold them right. So speaking of catfish, our winner from Galva was Jared Riley, and he had won on the contest before, and he had an entry of a big blue cat caught at Melford Lake. Crappie winner, Logan Schweitzer, Olathe. Logan talked with his father, and he might join us on the show in a future show coming up. Sunfish, Charlotte Slater, 6 from Emporia. She was at a family gathering, and I love to see the pictures that have kids in there, and I got one with a young lady and grandpa fishing together that is right up there for one of our $100 winners that will be announced at the end of the show. Anything caught? That's Logan again with snails. Once again, we're looking for special pictures, and these awards won't be done by a random drawing. These will be something that the committee will look at and award the family for that picture. But I don't have any reports this week of fish being caught in the Great Kansas Fishing Derby. And I mentioned before, there's over 40 bodies of water in Kansas that have these tack fish, including Council Grove City Lake, Lyon, and Chase County Lakes, with over $15,000 of fish waiting to be caught. So, Ron, let's go to that last break, and I'll talk about some things up and coming in our area.
All right, then. There are plenty of those. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Phil Totten here, KVOE Live and Local. We'll be back with Phil right after this.
If you're ready to load up and take that summer road trip, make sure your vehicle is running its best with a pre-vacation checkup at Express Tire and Auto. Your fuel efficiency can be affected by tire pressure, old oil and filter, air filters, spark plugs, and more. Something as simple as having your oil and filter change may help you save at the pump. So remember to schedule your maintenance at Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue, 620-343-9994. And
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it.
Gone fishing is the best statement of the summer. This year, find all your gear at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. The aisles are packed with names you know and brands you trust, like Zebco, Rhino, Shakespeare, and Pfluger. Plus every hook, fly, lure, and weight of line imaginable. They've got your bait gear covered too, from Fray Bill worm bedding to crawdad and minnow traps. Going fishing? Then go to Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply first, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE, we are live, and we are local, and we're bringing you What's In Outdoors, as we do every Friday morning. Phil Totten, Studio North, Council Grove Lake, and Phil's going to be running down some activities that are happening in the very near future. Looks like there's plenty going on, Phil.
Yes, sir. I tell you, Ron, it's great to be in the outdoors. It looks like it's going to be hot, so I do urge people to take water bottles with them, stay hydrated, and if you start feeling a little bit queasy, sit down and get in the shade. But tomorrow there's going to be another catfish tournament over at the John Redmond. It's hosted by the John Redmond Reservoir Ducks Unlimited. And it's $50 a boat, so you can put as many people in that boat as they can put lines out to fish. It's only $50 a boat. The check-in is at 7 a.m., and it'll be at the John Redmond Lake Boat Ramp. There's a $500 guarantee for first place, and of course, second and third places is based on the number of boats. They also have a big fish, a lucky duck, and a drum category. I wonder what that lucky duck category is. I don't know. And they'll have firearm raffles and other raffles available. But fish that tournament, you want to get hold of Bob Hammond at 620-203-0668 or Carol Harris at 913-645-4404. And as mentioned, we do have our kayak challenge coming up. Right now we have 81 participants that have pre-registered online. And
wow.
There'll also be restoration on the water tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and biscuits and gravy will also be served at that time. And that was my go-to meal before I did an athletic event. Well, by athletic, playing golf. It was biscuits and gravy and fried potatoes, Ron. I don't know what it was, but it just seemed to get me through the over the hump to do that. But and the biscuits and gravy down at the marina are real cool. They're good to have. And if you don't want to participate, it's just a good morning to be out on the lake and see the people come down with the kayaks, get amongst them, hear them talk. And when they start, you'll see a lot of colorful swimsuits and kayaks go out into the lake. And so what they do, it's not a competition by any means. We do have different parks here on the reservoir, and so there'll be a station on several of these parks, and people will get out, stretch their legs, and participate in what we call a competition. But there is casting, and I'll have some prizes there if you catch the lucky fish. Then in another park, we will have the beanbag toss. Another one, we'll have disc golf, just to let people see what the parks in Kansas can have. So it's a great event. I hope to see you there. I'm really anxious about the July 23rd Ego Day there at EGO Day there at the Flint Hills Mall. And I need to go down and visit that new sporting store there. I guess this really
nice. Dunham's is really nice, Phil. You'll like it.
That's going to be sponsored by the Twin Rivers Shooting Sports, and we will be giving away a lifetime license there, so come on down. Just on the boards, July 30th, there's going to be a turkey shoot here at Council Grove, sponsored by the Headwaters Trap Club, and it'll benefit the USD 417 trap team. I tell you, high school trap shooting sports is really catching on. But looking out the window, Ron, here at Studio North, I can look about 400 yards to the northeast, and that's where the trap range is.
Okay.
I've run many a bird dogs through there and taken many a hike through that area, and that's right on the edge of the airport here at Council Grove. Believe it or not, we do have an airport here. And then if I go over to Studio South and look about 400 yards to the southwest, that's the Headwaters Archery Range. I'll tell you, when I go down through there, since I did see an alligator silhouette target one time down on the creek, I get pretty vocal going down there. But believe me, Phil is in his element right here where I live with shooting sports and the wildlife and everything. Really cool. It's going to be part of the August 6th Dwight Summerfest event over at Dwight, Kansas. I have so many memories growing up in Junction City and hunting prairie chickens and the people I met in Dwight, so that's going to be your fun. Another event, and it's a big family event that we're really got some great expectations for, is our August 27th Vamos a Pescar event there at the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center in Emporia State. That program, Ron, we started 6 years ago, where Watson Outdoors gave 12 families two fishing poles and a tackle box. And this year, we're looking to entertain 75 families at that event.
Wow. Yeah, it's impressive.
So I was just really blessed with all the good sponsors and volunteers that we have to make things like that happen. So that ought about do it. I do got lawn to mow today. We got grandkids coming down. If I survive, Lord willing, I'll be able to do a show next Friday.
Well, you're going to be kayaking tomorrow, Phil?
Well, no, I need to run the backyard bass station. I'll be greeting the kayakers.
Okay.
But, I got a little deal that we sell there at the marina that has really got me into more water sports. So now I'm looking for some of them flippers. I call them frog fins.
Gotcha.
And it's called a saddle. And then instead of using the tubes that you'd put under your arms, of course, if you can't swim, or in areas even if you can wade, you want to wear a life jacket. But this saddle is something you can set in. And with the flippers, I bet you I can go pretty good in that water. But it's just so relaxing to get out there and be like a bobber and let the waves bounce you up and down. And I try to hit that saddle every evening when I get out there. And then hopefully I can wash some of these chiggers off.
I got you. Hey, Phil, good job as always.
I appreciate you, Ron. God bless.
Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, every Friday morning here at KVOE Live and local. What's In Outdoors on KVOE, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto will always take great care of you on East 12th near the Water Tower. And by our friends at Blue Step Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. About fair time, stop in and stock up Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. It is 8:53. Good morning.
President Biden's making history right now. He's in the air as the first U.S. president.